The rocky side that drops off real sharp.
Oh, a bank or a...
Where someone's car went over the...
Over the bank.
Did you ever say cliff or rock?
Cliff, yes, yes. Could be cliff.
And if there were several of those, you'd say there were several...
I guess you'd say two or three cliffs or whatever. I'd drop off, so...
What do you call a low place between the mountains where the road goes?
Valley.
Still up high, though.
Between the mountains, it still would be a valley, in my opinion.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about that. I have no colored man. You want to cut it off or what? He said the good Lord can make anything, but he cannot make, put two hills and not have a valley in between it.
Gunfighters on television, for every man that they kill, they'd cut a little. What in their gun?
Oh, because that too.
On television, the gunfighters, when they'd kill somebody, they'd take out their gun and cut a little.
Oh, a notch in it. Yeah, cut a notch in it.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Go ahead.
And if you had a heavy rain, maybe down the hill, the water had washed some of the dirt away, it'd leave a little...
Wash a trench or a gully.
How big is a gully?
Any size you can think of. Could be small, it could be big. Gully. Carries water off.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something really big where a whole lot of land is washed away?
That would be a branch or a gully.
Do you ever hear a draw?
Yes, a draw. That's right. That is something, again, between two high places, a draw would go mm-hmm. through. Yes.
How's that different from a gully?
A draw, in my opinion, would be not a gully washed out, but just a low place where water could flow through or...
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a branch. What is a branch exactly?
A gully. It's not a word for a waterway that's been washed out.
Does it have water in it all the time?
Or? Not always, no.
What would something bigger than a branch be?
It'd be a creek or a river.
Okay. Do you ever use the term bayou or bayou?
Bayou, in the low countries like Louisiana and all of that, we don't have it hardly in this part of the country. Oh, there is a little bit along the coast.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a waterway.
Uh-huh.
Water comes in from a river or the coast. That'd be a bayou.
When you have a stream of water flowing along and it drops off and goes over several feet, that would be a
waterfall.
And a place where a boat stops and where freight's unloaded.
Would be a boat slip. Where the boat's unloaded?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it would be a boat ramp or...
Okay. What about where the big ships come in?
Those are harbors.
And what are the names of some of the creeks and rivers and things around here?
We have Coletta Creek, and we have the Guadalupe River.
Mm-hmm.
That's locally here.
What's the closest one to here?
The Guadalupe River is about 8 miles over here, the one you cross when you come out of Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And the creek, the Coletta Creek, is about a mile down here.
What does the Coletta Creek flow into?
Into this Guadalupe River.
And where does that flow?
Into the bay, down into the coast, mm-hmm. salt water.
Okay.